Hi, guys. Sorry I had to bring...
Karen to the station. We know.
Ah, I see you've heard the news, Carl.
Yeah. Julia told me about your new Scottish girlfriend. Did you meet on a business trip?
No, we met on a dating app. We chatted a bit, exchanged phone numbers, had a couple of video chats. Then I drove to Edinburgh and surprised her one Saturday.
Imagine that. Scott, you've really grown up. So what are you two going to do? A long-distance relationship isn't easy.
Yeah, that's true. And we do want to live together. She has lived in London before and would like to come back. She's got some contacts and wants to look for a new job here.
Doesn't that seem a bit rushed? You've only known each other for about a year, haven't you?
Yeah, but we have a lot in common. We both love art, architecture, hiking. We understand each other without even saying a word. I have to say, I think I've found my soulmate.
Super, Scott. You're in love. And you, Julia, don't you want to get married? You and Mark have been together for ages.
Yeah, you're right. Almost 10 years. But you know, I don't really believe in getting married. Our relationship is fine as it is, and we don't plan on getting married. But our little family is growing.
Wow, you're having a baby. Congratulations.
What? You think I'm pregnant? No. Mark and I have decided to adopt a dog. We've been to the animal shelter a few times and have spent some time with him. We can bring him home in a couple of days. Fido is a beautiful Labrador and so cuddly soft. Of course, we want to have children at some point, but not yet. Who knows? Maybe in a couple of years. And you, Carl?
Well, I don't plan on getting married again. The divorce is finally settled. We signed the papers last week. And now, I'm a happy single.